This is KUT. A creative writing competition for English and Spanish-speaking children is accepting submissions through Thursday. It's the second year the Austin-based nonprofit Voces Latinas has sponsored the event. The group says last year's competition was an experiment of sorts, but its success made the group decide to make it an annual event. KUT's Joy Diaz reports on what's different this time around.
¿Puedes oír el viento susurrando los secretos que vienen del aire hasta la tierra?
Ana Alemán is 9. She's one of last year's winners of the competition El Niño y el Cuento, or Children Under Stories. Her poem asks, "Can you hear the wind as it whispers its secrets from the air to the ground?" Last year, Alemán received a gift card for her poem. This year, Luis Ramírez says he'll publish a book with all the winning works. Ramírez leads Voces Latinas. He says he created the competition to include as many children writers as possible.
Que las generaciones de la gente que ya está establecida o quizás de la que venga, que tenemos que...
For those Latinos who are already established here and for those who are arriving, we need to become one community, he says, one that speaks a new language without neglecting our culture and traditions.
Aprender la lengua y conservar nuestras tradiciones y nuestra cultura.
Alemán is not a Latina, but when she realized she wanted to be a writer, she felt one language wasn't enough to describe her feelings.
Veo que es bueno saber dos lenguajes porque,
she says Spanish helps her do that. And that's why she entered the competition with a poem written in Spanish.
Puedo usar las palabras de español y me sirven mejor.
This year's El Niño y el Cuento closes Thursday. Winners will be announced in October. Joy Diaz, KUT News.